Ereshkigal is the queen of the netherworld, or you call it underworld, or you can call it Urkala, or you could call it Hades, hell. It was originally called underworld, and there's a reason for that, which you're going to see on this page right here. There are things you will see here that we have never been taught. So keep an open mind as you look at this. You're going to see a slideshow. Well, let me go over the overview with you on Ereshkigal. There isn't a whole lot of information, but there's some very good texts. So, Ereshkigal is her Sumerian name. Of course, as I said, there are other names. The Greeks called her Persephone, Roman, Proserpine, or you got me. You can look it up yourself. But Ereshkigal doesn't go away. I mean, she's there through all these civilizations in the underworld. She is the daughter to Nanner and Nengal. Sometimes she is the daughter to Anu and Namu. That would make her a sister to Enki and then Herzog. This is one text that I can think of. Most of them, she's, if you can find any much on her origin, but it is my belief she's the daughter of Nanner and Nengal, older sister to Utu and Inanna, which were twins. Let's see, she espoused Nergal's son, or Enki's son, Nergal. I say, actually, it's Enlil's son. So, Nergal, Enlil's son, is the god of the underworld. Ereshkigal, the queen of the underworld. They are married. And Ereshkigal coming from one branch of Enlil's family, and Nergal straight down Enlil's line. So it's all on the same side of Enlil. Ereshkigal had sons, Ningazita, which is a phenomenal son to have, with Enki. Now, Ningazita, of course, is the snake god or the entwined serpent god, builder of the pyramids, symbol is the modern-day medical symbol, logo. Ereshkigal has another son, Namtar, with Enlil, and Namtar becomes Ereshkigal's gatekeeper of the underworld. She has a son, Nenmuda, with Enlil, and a son, Nanazu, with Nergal, sometimes with Enlil. Nanazu ends up being a spouse to Ningirida, who is Enki's daughter. You see how this works? They're marrying each other, line under Enki, line under Enlil. And these families don't much get along, these descendants of Enki versus descendants of Enlil. So, and in this case, both Ereshkigal and spouse Nergal come from Enlil's side. No crossing. Like Inanna and Dumuzi is a crossover. Inanna from Enlil's side, Dumuzi, Enki's son. Okay, Eraska Gal has daughters, but they're not mentioned in any texts that I know of. And of course, I only have a few texts here. They had thousands of years to be writing these texts. I can only find a few that have been translated that pertain to Eresh Kigal. And there's only a few that I have here. I think there's, I don't have it off the top of my head, but there are like 600 or something. But there are many that I have here. But the point is, there were tens of thousands of these that have been discovered, not put back together properly yet, or something, missing major parts or whatever. There are many, many, many of these artifacts. Now, some of these artifacts you see on the slideshows. So let's look at that. Eresh Kigal, as you see on the beginning of the slideshow, and to start at the beginning, just hit the refresh button, and all slideshows will restart as you reload the page. Anyway, to stop the slideshow, put your cursor on one of the artifacts, and a brief description will pop up. If you wish to get rid of the description and study the artifact, just move your cursor to the other artifact while you study the one that no longer has a pop-up. So put the pop-up on the other one, and you can get a unadulterated picture. Okay. Anyway, the slideshow is going to give you different variations of Eresh Kigal. And this statue, that's probably the best likeness you're going to get that I can find. And some of these artifacts may, in fact, not be Eresh Kigal. I'm trying my best to point her out. But there aren't a lot of tells, something that tells you for sure that's her. I'm not sure what that is. So I haven't quite figured that out. Other than anything involving the underworld, that's her. So I try to give you that brief description under the artifact. As far as the Eresh Kigal texts, many of these texts are 2 and 3 starred. So that makes them very important. What that means is there's information there that you may not know. So I suggest you read the 2 and 3 star texts if you wish to understand further. As you scroll down, you'll see artifacts in the dirt being discovered. That's a photo of, good God, look at all these artifacts. And you can see some are in pieces. So it takes a while to assemble it. And some of these, they don't want you to read. So I'm still looking for translations. I'll add as I can find them. So there's an example of a discovery. And on the right side, you'll see an example of a library being put together with the texts. And you can see these texts survive nicely. Do they go together? I doubt it. So what you're looking at is a clay tablet that was stylus was pressed into the wet clay, giving images and or written language. And from there, you have the image you want, the script that you want. You fire the clay tablet, especially hot, hotter than we do, and the clay turns to rock. And next thing you know, it'll last thousands of years. They knew what they were doing when they made them this way. It seems primitive, but look, it lasts longer than ours will. So I think they know what they're doing. Okay, as we go through Ereshkigal's text, you see it starts with Ereshkigal's choice. That's a two star. Then scroll down, you'll see more two stars. And you'll see a three star, Nenlil's Descent. Okay, I recommend them. Ereshkigal's Underworld Domain. This is the slideshow referring to her underworld. A couple events happened at the gate to the underworld, and you have to read the text to understand some of these artifacts. Also has the artifact scroll. I am showing you modern day pictures of the North Pole. These pictures of the North Pole are not released by the government. One of them actually is a NASA picture. You're looking at a gigantic hole in the North Pole. You're also looking at how all flights are directed away from that hole so no one discovers the hole. Now you're understanding why the North Pole is so important and why in this year, 2026, President Trump is very interested in making our presence well known on the North Pole. They're looking for alien technology, and it's right down that hole. And under that ice is probably a ton of it, because apparently there are ancient civilizations in the hole, and God knows what above the hole. So there's a lot we have to know about Earth that we don't have a clue about. I suggest you take a look at this. You can believe it or not, but I'll tell you two stories. Admiral Byrd was our big-time adventurer, discoverer. He went to the South Pole. He was the first American to go do this and explore. Then he goes to the North Pole quietly, and he sees this hole. Did he see a hole in the South Pole? I'm not sure. I'd say yes. Anyway, he finds one in the North Pole. Apparently, there are records of this. Also, in the 30s/40s, there was a very popular performer, actor, radio personality named Arthur Godfrey. He had a TV program later, and he was a radio program comedian. He was well known for years, did very well making money, picks up his own airplane, and he finds out about the North Pole, so he flies there, Arthur Godfrey. And he says that he was pulled down into that hole, and he saw artifacts like a pyramid and other things, like a city, like an entire civilization. And then they gently lifted him out of the hole, and he got to fly away. Now, how much detail he gives on that, I'm sure that's in the government's hands. But some of this leaked out. Like I say, he was a celebrity, radio and TV. Then he became an old man. What information he released, other than what I just said, I don't know. You might research that yourself sometime. Arthur Godfrey. Okay, now we'll look at some of this texts concerning the underworld. The descent of Inanna, descent of Ishtar, who is Inanna, Inanna's descent. Three different texts. And you can see I give it a 1-star, a 2-star, and a 3-star. The descent of Ishtar, the return of Inanna. Inanna is Ishtar. Again, they're all starred. That means they're all worth reading. And then next starred one is Gilgamesh, Enkidu, and the Netherworld. Gilgamesh is a semi-divine, two-thirds divine, mixed-breed king of Uruk. He was king like 425 years or something. He is the goddess Ninsun's son. Gilgamesh's mother, the goddess, father, another mixed breed, two-thirds divine. So Gilgamesh, Enkidu, is a creature, wild creature, that becomes part of the story in the Gilgamesh saga. There's several texts on Gilgamesh. Almost all go into Enkidu. This one goes into Gilgamesh, Enkidu, and the Netherworld, the underworld. This is when Enkidu is dead. Gilgamesh goes to see him. It's just worth reading. You can find out yourself. And then the last one is the Seven Evil Spirits. I couldn't recommend a better text than this one. It kind of tells you about the nuclear war between Enlil's descendants and Enki's descendants. Enlil and Enki, I don't believe, ever had any physical fights, or definitely no warring fights. Enki is not a warrior god, so I just don't see it. But their offspring, definitely, and so man began to learn to war against man. And man began to learn about weapons. And these weapons, of course, were handed to man by the gods. Then as time grows, there's a god who shows them how to make steel weapons for swords, knives. Weapons change through the years. All of it comes from new technologies. All these new technologies and weapons are slowly given to mankind. Humanity has been dependent upon these gods since humanity began. So there's nothing to be afraid of here. You're under no threat by these gods. We call them gods because they seem to live forever. Now, they're giants that look just like us, as you can tell. Our image comes from them. So that's Ereshkigal, or Ur-Kala, or you could call the underworld Her-Ziggurat, Ur-Kala, whichever. It's a word to bring you to Ereshkigal. So Ereshkigal, Ur-Kala, and there are others. She is the queen of the Netherworld. The Netherworld is nothing like hell that we are taught through religions. So take a good close look at our ancient past. That's why this is here. Okay, I hope this helps you. Keep reading. Keep looking at this stuff. Thank you very much for coming to my website.